Well, Anthony, welcome here to Scott City. First time out to a K-State Fry. Did you ever think this would ever be on your resume that you came out to a Nut Fry?
I did not. I've heard a lot about it. And then once I heard about it, I was really excited about the opportunity, but I never thought that it would also happen on my birthday. So this is pretty special.
It's been an interesting offseason for you guys. A lot of in and out with the transfer portal, but what you have coming in from the transfer portal and returners, do you feel like you guys like where you're at right now?
Yeah, no, for sure I do. I mean, it's been an interesting offseason, I guess. But, you know, we got David Gasson returning. We got Buddy Rich returning as well, then Taj Manning. And then we got a freshman coming in, David Castillo. He's from Oklahoma. He's a top 50 kid. And then some of the guys that we got out of the portal, Doug McDaniel, Max Jones, Brendan Hawson, Bifall. I don't think I'm forgetting anyone. Oh, CJ Jones as well, too, you know. So we feel like, you know, where we're at, like, we feel like we're in a good spot. We got some good pieces, and we feel like we have some really good kids as well. And it's a good fit for us.
You've had just the names you've listed off there, you've kind of relied maybe a little bit heavily on the portal this year. Is that something that a one-year, one-off thing, or is it something that you will rely on heavily?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, now, like the college landscape is a little bit different with the transfer portal, and kids can transfer at their own will, essentially, and they can play right away. You know, that hasn't always been the case. And then you got the NIL piece. And then, you know, for this year, it'll be the last year, too. You still have the COVID year. So, kind of a perfect storm right now, I guess, in the college game. Now, could that be different going forward? It could, but I think for this year, obviously, that's, you know, kind of where we had to rely on.
Does it change how you recruit high school now with how open the transfer portal is?
I think it does, and I think it's, like, you know, kind of been that way for everybody, right? I mean, last year we obviously signed three high school kids, and then a couple of them have, you know, obviously left. So I think everyone's, you know, kind of looking at it a little differently, and they're kind of having a different game plan. We'll look at that, and we'll kind of see how we're going to do it, like, you know, probably year to year, I would say.
One other thing here. How disruptive is it, you know, to have the transfer portal and even the NIL out there? You know, it just seems like not only are you trying to recruit, but you're trying to recruit the kids you already got, you know, to keep them there. So, I don't know. It just seems like it adds a whole other dynamic to coaching.
Yeah. No, absolutely it does. It's been interesting. It's been interesting for everyone. I think everyone is, like, you know, obviously kind of new to it because it's kind of new for everybody. You know, we're trying to figure it out. And, you know, I feel really good about, like, you know, where we're at right now from the portal. You know, we still need a few pieces. But the good thing is the portal goes all summer, right? So, like you know, there's some guys in the combine. And, you know, there's, a few dudes that are still out there. And I still feel good about where we're at.
One other thing. I will ask one other thing. We already had probably the toughest conference in the nation, and now it's tougher.
Yeah.
You know, what's it like, you know, to prepare when you look at the schedule ahead of you?
Well, obviously for next year, so we're going to have 20 league games, so that's going to be a little different, right? And if you look at who we're adding, you got Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, so it's going to be tough. And the teams we added last year were really good.
Right.
We added Houston, BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, so it's only getting better, and that's a good thing for our league. To add some quality teams, like, you know, that, like, obviously kind of tells you where we're at with our league.